This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from NBAA 2009 in Orlando, Florida. I'm in the booth of Hartzell with Mike Disbrow. Mike, you gave us a press release earlier this week in which you proposed that there's new interest in turboprops and propeller operations in general. As measured against jets for efficiency purposes and also for cost. Tell us a little bit about that, what your view of the current market is.
Well, you know, obviously, people are more interested in fuel efficiency and cost efficiency in purchasing airplanes now. So seems to us that turboprops are a really nice option as opposed to business jets. Propeller-driven airplanes have inherent efficiencies over jet engines. As we pointed out in the release, while they don't necessarily go quite as fast as jets, they can go near jet speeds and on a lot smaller engine core, so they're a lot more fuel efficient than business jets.
What kind of signals are you getting from the market as far as purchases or use of turboprop aircraft, how does that feed back into Hartzell?
Well, the turboprop market's actually held up in the downturn fairly well. I mean, you know, it's still off a little bit, but not nearly as much as the piston market for us has been. And I know the business jet market's off much more than the turboprop market as well. So It is holding up. There are segments of the turboprop market that are actually growing. The ag market's doing very, very well. And then the military trainer market's doing well in the turboprops.
What's going on in the ag market to fuel growth?
Oh, I think the farm economy is doing well. And, of course, they're using a lot of them now in firebombing, too, the single-engine air tankers. Companies like Air Tractor are doing real well with them.
And what sort of developments is Hartzell responding with as far as efficiency and new products in the turboprop area?
Well, we continue to try to advance our aerodynamic designs to squeeze efficiency out. Now, we're working at the margins now. The efficiencies are already in the 80s, in many cases in the high 80s in terms of percentages. So, there are props are already quite efficient, but at the margins, we're able to mission optimize the props. If we get the right data from the customer, we'll try to customize the prop design to meet their needs.
What sort of tweaks can you still do to props to increase efficiency?
Well, I'm no aero expert. We've got a team of aerodynamicists back home that work the magic on the propeller blades.
And how about the future of the composite business for Hartzell? Is that going to be an increasing part of the business for you?
It is a growing segment of the market for us. We spent a lot of money in developing what we're calling our second generation structural composite technology that came out, I think it was about 2004. Since that time, we've delivered quite a number of props to Cirrus, and we've got a number of other applications in the works. And we are going to be expanding that technology into the turboprop arena as well.
Do you think that'll become dominant?
Dominant, I don't know. It's more expensive technology, but it's much lighter weight. So any kind of application where there's a weight challenge is where it really is applicable.
And speaking of challenges, what are the biggest challenges for the composite systems as far as durability? Is that one, or how do they hold?
Well, actually, the systems that we provide are really quite durable. We've been in the game since the late 70s, and this technology is kind of an evolution on the original technology, but it's already proven itself in airline service to be very, very durable. The challenges in certification are many. You've got to do fatigue testing, bird strike testing, lightning strike testing, and whatnot on the composite blades. But we've overcome most of those hurdles in the development process, and now it's just a matter of extending the technology onto new applications.
And from Hartzell's point of view, as far as market crystal ball, what do you see through 2010 through 2011?
Well, unfortunately, I think that, the turboprop market may go down a little bit next year. Some of our customers are indicating that they're going to cut their schedules a little bit. So 2010 might be a little bit worse for us than 2009. But I expect the market to come back. I mean, we've been through this before. It always comes back. It might be a few years down the road, but I look for it to come back.
Okay, well, thanks for speaking with us, Mike.
Thank you, Paul.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from NBAA 2009 in Orlando, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.